Chicks 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
The Childersburg Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Bucks Island, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good evening and welcome to Dadeville, Alabama for tonight's opening basketball game of the season. The Pigskins have been put up. We're lacing up the sneakers and pumping up the basketballs. And tonight, Coach Johnny Johnson and his Tigers are taking on 3A Dadeville on the road to open up the season. We'll step aside and come back with more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text ALTAJOBS to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to Dayville, Alabama. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. As Childersburg opens up the basketball season on the road at Dayville, Coach Johnny Johnson, Coach Gerald Wallace, got the team out there in warm-ups right now. KJ, a lot of faces back from last year's team.
Yeah, there's a lot to like, no doubt about it. This team is returning a lot of their nucleus last year, and a pretty good nucleus at that when you consider a really tough out in midfield, what they have been the last few years. Childersburg was able to really have a nice season, and I think really surprise a lot of people. We say this every year. There just seems to be no drop-off, no matter the year, with this program led by Coach Johnny Johnson. And it just seems like no matter who comes back or who's lost, we're going to be ready to play again next year. This year's no different. We've added some youth as well to go with that great nucleus from last year. It's going to be an exciting season.
You know, we ended the season last year over at Hale County, who's 3A power. They had a lot of weapons on that team. We were pretty much decimated with injuries, but if you'll remember, a guy by the name of Tay Fairman, they couldn't stand in front of him. They couldn't stop him. He's back for his senior season, hurt during football season. He's going to be playing tonight in that starting grid, but you got two or three guys out there, KJ, maybe even four, that did not play football, that have been doing nothing but working with this Gerald Wallace and Johnny Johnson during the summer, and had a very good summer.
Well, if you're not playing football and you like basketball, what better way to get better than to work out with Gerald Wallace? And that's what a lot of these young guys have done over the summer and so far this school year, is they've just got better. They've worked at it. In particular, Coach Johnson's son, Jacob. I mean, this is a basketball-only athlete, and you think about now he's basketball-only. You think about his injuries last year that he dealt with during basketball season. He was kind of shut down and missed some of that. Oh, yeah. And didn't come play football. So Jacob Johnson has been out of sports entirely for a while, but he's been very active and getting ready work-wise. His legs, when he walked by me, I almost didn't recognize him because his legs are just so huge. You could just tell these guys have been working and working hard, and I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, and of course, you mentioned Jacob had surgery, but I'm looking at guys, as Jacob come back, he rehabbed, he's ready to go, but I'm looking at guys like Brandon Calhoun.
Oh, yeah.
How about Hezekiah Parker and Scoop? We haven't even talked about Seneca Sheila, who's probably the best shooter on this basketball team. But I'm going to ask you, Atkinson Homes, one of our proud sponsors, the Atkinson Homes Keys to the Game. KJ, I really believe that Brandon Calhoun with Duke Fairman and Hezekiah Parker have to get us points on the inside this year. That was our problem last year. We didn't have an inside presence last year.
Oh, we didn't. And there was times, even without a dominant scorer, we were still able to find some production in the paint. And now that you have these guys coming back polished in the paint, in Duke Fairman and in Hezekiah Parker, for me, I think one of the keys to the game is we saw last year Childersburg was really good in the open court. They scored very well in the open court when they got stops. Can you get stops and can you get out and run and get in your bread and butter? That's one key to the game. But another key is, hey, if you don't get a stop, or even if you do and there's not a fast break opportunity, let's have some good front court sets. Let's utilize this size and get some mismatches in the middle where they can't do anything with what we have in the paint. Duke Fairman should absolutely eat in this game. And if he does get double teamed, looking at the height for Dadeville, just judging by warm-ups, if he does get double teamed, that means a lot of Brandon Calhoun and a lot of other guys ready to step up. So I'm really looking forward to this attack.
No doubt about it. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll step aside and come back with the starting lineups for tonight's game between Childersburg and Dadeville. You'll hear it next on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun is crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. The Hayes in the barn. It's tip-off time. KJ, you've quickly got the two teams starting lineups.
Yeah, for Dadeville, number zero, J.D. Walton. Number two, Jason Benford. He's a senior. Number three, Davis McKelvey, a junior. Number five, Jamari Creighton, also a senior. And Dakari Daniels rounds out the starting five for Dadeville. And for your Childersburg Tigers, you've got Seneca Sheely out there in the backcourt with Tay Ferriman. Going to be another dynamic year for those two. Dontavius Duke Ferriman will be manning the middle in the paint out there with Brandon Calhoun, the senior tandem, and Jacob Johnson is the wing in the middle as well. He is a junior, and this is a upperclassman-heavy Childersburg roster, but don't sleep on the younger guys if they get minutes.
Yeah, some seven seniors on this team, one of them injured from football, having already had surgery, I believe, Devin Williams. He may be available later in the basketball season, but right now it's going to be Duke Fairman jumping center against, I believe that's going to be Jason Benford. Nope, that's going to be J.D. Walton. And we're just about set to go. Your referees for tonight, Matt Caldwell, Billy Paul Williams, and John Smith here in Dadeville. And we're about set to go. Beautiful facility in a 3A school. One of the better 3A gyms you're going to come to other than our home court. And here we go. Smith will throw it up in the air, and we are set to go, and Childersburg will control it in the backcourt. And here comes Tay Fairman with it. He's going to be guarded one-on-one by Benford. As Dable opens up in a little 2-3 matchup zone. We find a hole in it, throw it away. It was tipped away. Here comes Benford with it. He'll give it right wing. Up top, it'll go to McKelvey. Now back over to Creighton, who will run the show. Benford and Creighton just kind of playing catch with it. Tay, look at that ball defense on Benford. McKelvey with a long three. That's an air ball, and Dayville's going to touch it last. Whoa! I don't know about that. That should be Childersburg basketball, but they're going to say that the Tigers touched it last.
And I think even Dayville's player was looking around like, take it out. And
yeah.
He had the ball.
Benford will throw it in. He'll almost throw it to the backcourt to McKelvey. McKelvey now back to Benford. Long three-pointer. That's an air ball as well. Now Childersburg will get it. And the Tigers dressed in their road blue. All blue with white trim, white numbers. Here they come. Here's Seneca Sheely. Scoot to go around right. He's going to be hand-checked by McKelvey. That's going to be our first foul of the game. And McKelvey will cause an inbounds on the sideline right in front of the Dayville bench.
And even though the first possession for Childersburg was a turnover, if Dayville's going to continue to shoot contested 30-footers, they're not going to help themselves in this contest.
No. Childersburg gets it in. Here's Calhoun back out front to Tay. Now to Scoop. He'll drive. Get in there. His shot was blocked, but I believe he was fouled beforehand. No call. Here comes Dayville with the basketball, and Creighton, I think, is going to be fouled by Childersburg. Now each team with a foul, and still no score on the board. That foul's going to go against Tay Fairman. That's one thing he kind of got in a little foul trouble last year. He'll have to be careful of that tonight.
Well, he's so quick, even if he doesn't slap at the ball, he's a lot of times in the landing space.
Nice drive by Dayville, but they couldn't get the shot to go. That was Daniels on the drive. He gave a good head fake to Duke Fairman and got by him. Two Fairmans in the game now for Childersburg. 6:40 to go first quarter. Still no score. Here's a little token pressure in the backcourt by Benford against Tay Fairman. That won't cause any problems for Tay. Now over to the left wing to Brandon Calhoun. He threw it away. McKelvey went over the back of Jason Johnson. And Dayville will miss a layup, but I believe, no, Childersburg will get possession of the basketball. We were beat down the floor that time. Lucky they didn't get the layup to go.
Yeah, that was a bad contested pass on the other end by Calhoun, and it just led to an easy run out for Dayville. Fortunate that they did not come away with points.
Here's Jacob Johnson, right wing. Now they'll give it to Scoop, open for three. His shot was blocked by Benford. Here comes Dayville, three on two. Childersburg gets back in position very well. Good transition D and forces a turnover as Dakari Daniels falls out of bounds with the ball.
Yeah, it would have been a turnover either way. Double, travel, fell out of bounds with the ball. Yeah, any way you want to look at it. Childersburg needs a basket right here. Let's see if they try to set some screens to free up something in the middle.
Tay Fairman, yeah, there you go, right down the lane, scoop a shot up over Benford, and the Tigers lead it 2-0. Here's that patent full court pressure. You're going to see it all night when we score, and Duke Fairman may have fouled over on that sideline. Nope, they're just going to say it's out of bounds on Childersburg. I'll tell you what, Duke and Brandon Calhoun play very long.
Yeah, they're just big, long guys. That wingspan is definitely out there. And, oh, my goodness, Dadeville's number zero just absolutely shoved Duke Fairman. Let's hopefully Duke can stay grounded.
There was a near steal by Seneca Sheely, but he did punch it off the foot of McKelvey, so we'll get it anyway.
Oh my goodness. These two guys are going at it, and this is going to be something to keep your eye on.
And that's going to be another hand check. This one's going to be, I believe, on Benford trying to stay with Tay Fairman. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be hard-pressed this full season to see any guard that's going to stay in front of number 11.
Well, yeah, one-on-one, it's just almost forget about it time.
Jacob Johnson almost had it away, gets it back, shoots it from the baseline, no good. Calhoun with a rebound. They'll get it back to Jacob on the left wing. Now Tay with a three-pointer, no good. And here comes Dayville running out with it. McKelvey will try a three. It's way off. Offensive rebound, put back, no good, but a foul is going to be called on Childersburg. And Daniel will go to the free throw line.
I got to be honest. I know I'm way further away from, but from up here, that looked like a pretty good up and down block with palm on ball to me.
That was Duke Fairman that they'll get.
Maybe with the body. I don't know.
And one thing I'm going to tell you, as Dayville can't get a free throw to go with Daniels, this is a very experienced bunch out on the floor, with the exception of Duke Fairman. This is only the second year he has played basketball.
Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. But I'm going to tell you, when they go to their bench, you're not going to see a whole big lot of drop-off. And look at that big Duke go and get that rebound. Here come the Tigers rushing down the floor with the rebound. Seneca Sheely, right corner, working against McKelvey. Good crossover. Needs to get it away to Tay. Tay will spin. They're going to call traveling. Man, I don't know about that call.
Yeah. That's not a travel. Two, no shuffle, clean spin. Yeah, that's a miss.
We've almost played half a quarter, and there's another turnover on Dayville. Childersburg's pressure just absolutely ramping up against the Tigers of Dayville. But I was going to say, we've played almost a half of a quarter, and it's only 2-0 Childersburg. Dayville's still yet to scratch. Here's Tay working against Benford. Both of these guys already with a foul. Jacob Johnson, left wing. He'll drive. Kick it to Brandon Calhoun for a three. Good.
And if this kid is making jumpers, it's going to be a long night for whoever's playing Childersburg.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Should have been a travel in the backcourt, and they finally got it. Late call. But the Tigers will get it on the side over there. 5-0 Childersburg. Tay to Jacob. Looking at a three from the left wing. We'll kick it back to Tay. Now Scoop. He from the baseline, 8-footer. That's cash right there. And he's in for 2, 7-0 Tigers.
Swingman move for a good shooting guard. If they're going to sell out for your jumper, give them that head fake. Nice floater.
Here's Dayville going down the lane with Jamari Creighton. And he was going to – he actually was going to have a shot that was nowhere near going to go in. A dipsy-doodle kind of move. They get the foul, bailing out Creighton, and they get the foul on Duke, and that's 2 on him. And finally, Creighton puts Dayville on the board. Duke will come out of the game, and we see Hezekiah Parker for the first time.
And he just from the eye glance, you know, looks a little bit thinner, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. 2 of 2 from the line for Creighton, and they've cut the lead to 5. 7-2 Childersburg. Here comes the Tigers. Get it inside to Hezekiah. Nice inlet pass by Scoot. Seneca Sheely with a good look, and Hezekiah couldn't get the bucket, but he got hammered and he'll go to the line.
And that's just good basketball. You know, you got the height advantage down low. Good steal by Hezekiah. Doesn't get the finish, but a lot of contact. Great heads-up pass by Sheely.
Not sure who they got that foul on. It might have been on J.D. Walton. Hezekiah way off on his free throw. He'll get one more. And Walton will come out of the game, being replaced by Brennan Holly. So one more for Childersburg. They hold a 5-point lead with 3:33 to go first quarter. 7-2 in the early going. Oh, that was in and out. And accidental buzzer. And they say keep playing. Here's Dable with a rebound. He'll kick it right wing to Daniels. His three-pointer way off the mark. And Jacob had his pocket picked from behind, and it was laid in by Nakia Woody, who's checked into the game, and it's 7-4. Nice inbounds to Hezekiah. He couldn't get the bucket.
Man, he had an easy layup if he would have just turned, but I don't think he knew where he was close to the goal. Man, that's unfortunate. He could have had an easy over-the-shoulder turn and finish, but, man, just didn't quite see it.
And Dadeville almost stole the inbounds. Nice dish from Tay to Hezekiah underneath, and Hezekiah put it in off the glass, and it's 9-4.
You're going to go for steals. You're going to give up open lanes against this Tiger team, and that can pose for some good layups. Nice pass by Fairman.
Here's a long three-pointer by Benford, and Dadeville cuts the lead to 2. Seneca Sheely from about 12 feet on the baseline. That's no good. Not a good shot or possession that time for Childersburg. But there's Tay with a steal. What a spin move. 3-on-2. Jacob Johnson for 3. Good from the corner. And it's 12-7.
Yeah, put that one on the reel for the young man. That one's beautiful. The spin move on the sideline and the dime.
Here is Daniel. His shot blocked by standing flat-footed Hezekiah Parker.
You can't here play better defense.
No, here comes Jacob. Gets it to scoop from 8 feet. Good on the baseline. It's 14-7, Childersburg.
And you just see how quick this unit can really get it going if they play together.
We had 2 points halfway through the quarter. We played 2 minutes more and got 12. Here's another steal by Hezekiah Parker in the front court. Here comes the Tigers. Tay, scoop. Fakes a three, gives it to Jacob in the corner for a three. No good. Tip by Tay. Good. Nobody on the backside rebound. Dadeville wants a timeout. It's 16-7. Tigers will step aside. You are listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network with another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Well, KJ, you can see it doesn't take them long. They can hammer up the points pretty good, but it's that pressure defense and forcing turnovers that makes it all happen.
Yeah, it just creates space. It gets guys in the open court. It allows guys to have fun. It was 2-2 with 4 minutes to go, 3.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Since then, a 14-5 run in a span of under 3 minutes. In high school basketball, that is very impressive, and they show you how quick they can get it done.
16-7. Here's Woody in the backcourt. Finally gets it to Benford. Another steal by Childersburg. Here's Seneca Sheely. He's going to go up strong and lay it in over the outstretched arms of Jamari Creighton, and it is now 18-7. Biggest lead of the game for the Tigers at 11.
That's just a great finish, getting it away from the shot blocker, laying it up nicely.
1-2-2 full court press is really causing havoc. There's a long three-pointer by Woody, no good. Childersburg with a backside rebound. Here come the Tigers. Calhoun for three, off the back iron, no good. And cleared out of there by Dable. They want to run with it a little bit. Here's Benford for a three, that's no good. And a long rebound's going to go out of bounds off of Dable. It'll be Childersburg basketball.
And that was another almost made three from Brandon Calhoun that was shot right on the money. When they have ran that pick and pop with him, once they did it from mid-range and he passed it up for an assist, then another for his made three, and he almost made that one. That has worked so far.
Tay, left wing, gets it to scoop for three. I think that was partially blocked. McKelvey tries to throw it in, and he threw it right to Hezekiah up underneath the bucket. That's easy pickings for the big man.
Yeah, just bad break for Dadeville. Try to save the block in, and you just give it right to the big fella for the Tigers of Childersburg. Easy to.
McKelvey will try three. That's good. You can't leave him alone. Childersburg got out of sorts on the transition D, and it's 20-10. Here's Tay with under 10 seconds to go in the quarter. They'll hold for the last shot. Calhoun outside. Jacob for three. Good! 23-10 at the buzzer in the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter. We'll go to quarter number two. Tigers up by 13.
You have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest products, and Domtar into one strong brand. while we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Dayville will throw it in with some new guys on the floor. We'll get to them here in just a second. They trailed Childersburg by 13. There's another turnover. Here comes Tay all the way down the floor. Up and under. What a shot. He did that all on his own over Cale Hanks.
Yeah, Cale Hanks, good defense. This is better O, baby, a better O.
And almost another steal by Childersburg. Hanks will get a long three-pointer. No good. Long rebound will come to Dayville. And there's going to be a reach-in foul, I believe, on Jacob Johnson. That'll bail Dadeville out of a possession. They were all out of sorts, 25-10 Childersburg. I'll get all the Dadeville players and Childersburg players that I can here in just a second. And Hanks loses out of bounds. It'll be Hanks, also Justice Young. You got Caleb Brown out there, also number 12, Carter Boswell. And number 10, Corday Jefferson, a new hole five. Childersburg on the floor with the same guys that ended quarter two, with the exception. There's a nice, strong drive. Jacob Johnson put it in and got knocked to the floor.
Well, we told you in the pregame, this young man has had to wait a long time to suit up for Childersburg in any sport again. This time tonight, he's up for the task. He's already hit a few jumpers, and now he just goes hard, crashing in, and one finish. This kid has really made strides offensively, already showing.
Yep. You got Xavion Swain in there for Seneca Shealy, and now Christian Hurst comes in and gives Tay a spell. Here's Dable. They'll throw it into the front court. Down by 18 now. It has blossomed from what was a two-point lead to all the way up to 18. Another turnover in the front court by Dable. Here comes their starting five. Hezekiah had it blocked from behind. In the middle of the line. How is in the world? Is that not a foul? Christian Hurst had a good shot, and he just got hammered. Now they're going to call a foul on, I believe that's going to be on Xavion Swain. Yep. That's going to be his first foul. Childersburg's first for the second quarter. Remember, we don't do fouls by the half anymore. More than five fouls in a quarter results in two free throws.
Yeah, Childersburg right now, they found something really going. The defense is sparking the offense, but the inside-out game also really giving them problems. Dadeville doesn't know where the ball's going right now.
Here's Dable with their starting five back out on the floor. Benford will try a long three-pointer off the front iron, no good. Hezekiah rips down the rebound. Here comes the guys in blue. Jacob in the corner. Calhoun for three off the back iron, no good. And Dable comes out of there with one and done. There's a nice steal, though, by Childersburg. Nice hustle by the guy that missed the shot. Knocked it away in Calhoun. Little six-footer by Jacob Johnson, no good. And here comes Dable with it again, racehorse basketball. It goes off of somebody's foot. Childersburg almost comes up with it. They trip Christian Hurst and then almost not fall on top of him. And after some sloppy play, Hurst is going to get a – or excuse me, Jacob Johnson is going to get a shot, and he is hammered by McKelvey.
Yeah, I think he took a little bit of a blow to the chest on the way down, and Jacob, not usually a pretty quiet kid, but he kind of gave McKelvey a little disapproving look for a quick second. But I think Jacob's just going to remedy that by a good free throw line possession trip.
Let's see if we can get a free throw or two. Jacob, very good from there on the first. 29-10, Childersburg over Dable right now with 5:54 to go in this second quarter. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I know we had basketball media days last week, okay? Or earlier this week, rather. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody's excited. Everybody's record is 0-0. And there's going to be some good teams in our county, KJ. Sylacauga, fresh off of a state championship appearance last year, got a lot of that team back. I'm going to tell you now, when Sylacauga and Childersburg gets together, no matter where it's at, you better get there early. That's all I can tell you.
And get your popcorn because it's going to be a show.
It is. Dadeville misses a shot from down underneath. Childersburg rips down the rebound. Here comes Tay, who's checked back into the game. Childersburg has got Tay, Seneca Sheely, Hurst, also Xavion Swain, and Duke Fairman back in there. A little eight-footer, no good. Duke almost had the rebound and went out of bounds, and Dable will get it.
I'd like to see us get Xavion Swain involved. This is a young guy that this coaching staff is really, really excited about. A sophomore getting minutes out here with the senior and junior laden team. He's obviously pretty good to show Gerald Wallace that.
Yeah, and they throw it right to Hurst, and he loses it out of bounds, though. So Childersburg's got some youth out there a little bit with Hurst and Swain, both sophomores. Now here comes Dable with the basketball. This is Benford with it. He'll give it up to Walton. Walton now, left wing, it goes to a fall-away jump shot by Jamari Creighton.
That was a tough shot.
Yeah, I can give him props. That can't do it much better than that. 30-12, Childersburg in the lead. Here's Tay, double-teamed. He gets it to Xavion. Up top to Seneca Sheely. In the middle, he's going to drive. Got to make them, but look there. You cannot falter that. Big Duke Fairman got the rebound and put it back in.
Yeah, that's just Duke Fairman being Duke Fairman, going up strong, getting that ball off the glass, and easy tip in. But I want to go back to, you know, talk about Sheely with some of these missed floaters. He's missing them, but he's missing them short. He's missing them short, and that's a sign that he's seeing the right thing and is just rushing himself a little bit. But I love the fact that he's not settling for 30-footers. Seneca Sheely 2 years ago would shoot it no matter where he was every time he got it. Not Seneca Sheely anymore.
Here's Hurst with the basketball. Gets it to Xavion Swain. Drives in. He's going to be hammered by J.D. Walton. J.D. better settle down. Referee's looking strong at him. And Xavion Swain will go to the free throw line with Childersburg up by 20. And they'll have Brandon Calhoun and Jacob Johnson to check in right after this first whistle, or first free throw, rather. Carter Boswell will do the same for Coach John Wiley and the Dable Tigers. And no good on the first free throw by Xavier. Hey, speaking of John Wiley, he and I got to talking. You know, he was a defensive back for Pat Dye in the late 80s, right after I got through at Auburn. And I tell you what, I remember him because he got to start in a Sugar Bowl because Kevin Porter got suspended. So, there's a guy with some athletic ability down there coaching that Dable Tiger bunch.
Yeah, that's best of the best in those days, talking with Pat Dye's team, and here's another easy one for Tay.
He got a steal, goes down, lays it in. It's 34-12 with 3:45 to go until halftime, and there's just a great job of tying things up with Benford by Jacob Johnson, and Childersburg is going to get the possession.
And Benford can't even be upset. I mean, that's just good hand placement. You can't do it any better to just reach in and, you know, just do that. Jacob has always been a great defender, but we have seen already in this first half the strides offensively.
Here's Seneca Scoot Sheely. They'll kick it in the corner to Brandon, trying to get around his guy. Nice defense on the baseline by Dable. They'll trip it around. Sheely for three. Yeah, I'm telling you. When those start raining like that, you better look out. It is 37-12.
Yeah, this has just been made into a no contest. The defense has just led to so much easy offense.
Daveville got away with almost a turnover, and then almost a traveling call, and I believe Seneca Sheely just absolutely tripped and fell. I hope he's okay. He had the ball. A little moisture over there on that sideline along the far way.
Also, several other defenders going for the ball. Feet could have get tangled up. Yeah. That happens sometimes in basketball, too.
Here's Dable. Another steal this time by Brandon Calhoun. And Seneca will bring it up. Slow things down a little bit. And he'll give it up to Tay. Tay with that right knee brace on. Three-pointer Brandon Calhoun should have followed his shot. Couldn't get it to go. Here's Dable with the basketball. Nice look at that transition defense by Childersburg. Dable had a layup.
And they stopped it. Yep.
And now what a block by Brandon Calhoun on Cordae Jefferson. Here comes the Tigers. Xavion Swain up. No good. It did everything but go in. That's got to be traveling as Dable came down with the basketball and fell to the floor on the rebound. So traveling Hezekiah Parker will check in for Xavion Swain.
Yeah, good minutes for Xavion. Didn't get a shot to go, but played really good defensively, made some good passes, and, man, that last floater was really good shot. Really should have dropped. Now, as you said, it spun around about four or five times. The plethora of youth from the turnaround from this B team at Childersburg to varsity is why they are just set up every year.
Look at that inbounds play. Brandon Calhoun fed the big man. Hezekiah Parker, who was rolling down after setting the screen, laid it in. 39-12, 27-point Tiger lead. Dable with a wild shot, no good.
Roland's putting it lightly. Hezekiah's rumbling out here.
Yeah. And here's a wide-open three for Jacob off the back iron, no good. Brandon Calhoun's got it. Tay's going to try a three. That's not his forte, but Dable comes up with a basketball. They're going to go down. What a block by Brandon Calhoun again.
That's three blocks and three steals from him. Just him, just as I've counted. You can't ask for much more than what he's giving you defensively. And he's making some shots now, too.
Childersburg playing so hard with a minute 40 to go in the half. They're up by 27. Here's Nakia Woody. And finally, Coach John Wiley wanted a timeout, and he finally gets one. And, boy, they didn't like the way he was going about doing it. We'll step aside with him. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network with another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Basketball season is here. I know most everybody opens up next week. Childersburg was supposed to play tomorrow night on the road at Pell City. At home at Pell City. That game has been moved to the first week in November. I say November, first week in February. Thank you. I'll get it right in a minute. Childersburg, Pell City in Childersburg in February. Here's another steal in the front court by Childersburg. This time, Kale Hanks give it up. Here come the Tigers. Jacob Johnson, long three. He got hit, no call, off the back iron, no good. They're going to get it into the front court to Carter Boswell. He's no good. Here comes Hezekiah down the lane. Can't get it to go. Man, you got to use the backboard right there, and that's going to be a blocking foul on Tay. That's good. Or Jacob. That's a good call. I think you got to give the guy a chance to come down with a basketball.
I think he was just a little too much in the landing area, but it was a good stance. He just was there a little too early. I'm going to tell you, Childersburg has really, really made it tough on Dadeville, not just in the transition when Childersburg's had the basketball, but Dadeville has had problems just getting it across half court without turning the ball over. When you can't get it across half court without turning the ball over with high success, you're not going to have a great chance against Childersburg.
They get it inbounds, do the Dable Tigers. Under a minute to go now, first half. Long three-pointer by Jamari Creighton is good. And cuts the Tiger lead to 24.
That's their second basket of the entire second quarter.
Scoot with a long three, no good. And they're going to call Xavion Swain for going over back. That's a good call.
It was. I'm just impressed with defensively what we've seen. I know Dadeville just canned a contested three that was good defense as well, but Dadeville had 10 points to end this first quarter. They have 15 with 40 seconds to go in the second.
Yeah, you know, you always like to try to keep people to 40 or under for the game. Chillsburg way on tap for that. Long three-pointer by Carter Boswell, air ball. And Chillsburg gets the rebound. They may hold this for one shot, and I believe they will. Under 25 seconds in the half now. Chillsburg leads it by 24, 39 to 15. Here's Scoop with the basketball with 15. Right wing, it goes to Calhoun. Now under 10, they'll run to the goal. That's going to be a travel on Scoop. He wanted to drag that foot and do like a Euro, KJ, but I think he went all the way underwater.
Yeah, he went too far a little bit. Just a little too far underwater.
They're in trouble. Can we get a shot off? No, Xavion had it on the steal, but cannot get a shot off. We are at halftime. It's been all blue. The Tigers of Childersburg over the Tigers of Dable, 39-15. We'll come back for the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show right after these messages. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Tiger Sports Network and Childersburg High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Dadeville High School. KJ, there is something about a pep band in a gym that I absolutely love as the Dadeville Tiger pep band over there playing, but it's not helping their basketball team very much.
I love it as well. I was talking with Cam Estelle before the game, and I told him, I was like, the only thing I don't like is when they do this and then they play music on the speaker on top of it. Pick one or the other. But I love the pep band. It's an authentic sound. Getting back to this game, Childersburg has ran away with this game, and they've ran away with it because of the defensive side of the ball. They're just creating so many turnovers, and then when they get the ball on offense, it's just full speed ahead to the goal. If you're lucky enough to get in their way, then they're throwing it out for a wide open three. They've just got so many ways to get it done, and they're sending a message right now to not just Dadeville, but anybody on their schedule, and if you don't take care of the basketball, this is what can happen.
Yeah, I think some seven people on the scoring block for Childersburg in that first half. That's pretty strong. You'll see a lot of other guys come in here in the second half as well. But 39-15 right now. I want to say hello to my good buddy Billy Atkinson. Sure, he's listening over at Atkinson Homes. Go by and get yourself a new home. I tell you what, they've got them big. They've got them small. and they can finance things. I'm telling you, just a wonderful people to work with over there with Billy and Heidi. Go by and check them out. They are the keys to our games here in Childersburg. It's halftime in Dable. Childersburg with a big lead, up by 24, 39-15 over the Dable Tigers. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Looking for the perfect opportunity to connect and grow your business? Join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce the second Tuesday of every month at 8:30 a.m. Each month, a different chamber member hosts, spotlighting their business and giving you the chance to network, discover new opportunities, and build lasting relationships with fellow professionals. Want to know where the next chamber connection will be? Contact the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce today and unlock your next big networking opportunity.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaya jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
.39-15, Childersburg in the lead. We'll step aside for a station ID. And when we come back, we'll have second half action for you. Childersburg up big on Dable at halftime.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because I just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Win the
Alabama heat hits hard or the chills sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost, it pays.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. We'll be with you again next week somewhere. I'll have the schedules out totally by this weekend. Check RadioAlabamaSports.net for the schedule. And KJ, this first half started sluggish, first game of the year, but boy, when we started turning it on, it was hard for Dable to stop it.
Yeah, we had 2 points with 3.5 minutes gone in the first quarter, and to start the second half we have 39. So the last 11 and a half, 12 some odd minutes for Childersburg have just been near spotless on both ends of the floor. They've really stayed ahead of schedule on defense, and it's just made things so much easier on the other end.
Here's Dave with the basketball as we get this third quarter underway. Here's Jamari Creighton. He'll go up and throw it in. He got a screen up top, and that was a suspect screen.
Yeah.
Should have been called a moving screen, but they put it home for two and cut the Tigers' lead to 22. Here's Scoot. He'll shoot a three from the left wing. No good. Good backside rebound by Benford for Dable. He'll try a long three. Off the iron, no good. Good rebound by Seneca Sheely. They'll quickly get it up the floor. Calhoun's going to go by his man. That was blocked a little bit by... Wow, Duke gets a rebound, and he turned around, put it in, and got fouled. The shot from Brandon Calhoun was blocked a little bit by McKelvey, but what a play by old Duke.
That's why you run the floor no matter where you are on defense, what position you are. You never know. You never know when you're trailing, when that thing will just fall in your lap for running so hard and working so hard. And that's what happened for Duke for an and-one finish.
And look at there. He misses the free throw. We get the rebound with Brandon Calhoun. Sideline shot by Jacob Johnson goes out of bounds off the rim off of Childersburg. You're talking about running the floor for players. That assistant coach down there who played in the NBA for 14 years in Jerry Wallace, he always is finding somebody to coach when the whistle is blown. You know, look, just watch him. He's coaching somebody on the floor at all times.
Well, there's always something you can get better at.
There's a drive by Daniels. His shot was altered, no good. Here comes Childersburg with the basketball. Brandon Calhoun for three. Good! And the Tigers now heating it up from outside as well. It's 44-17.
And you heard the deep voice of Gerald Wallace. Good. As soon as that pass went to the corner, excellent, excellent execution off the inside-outside game. Easy open three for Calhoun. And very quietly, Brandon Calhoun, very good defensive game, and he's coming to his own on offense.
Tay Fairman commits a foul right over the half-court mark. pushing a little bit. He just wasn't in quite good enough position. Here's McKelvey, and Scoop took it right away from him. And McKelvey goes back and fouls him and gets the basketball. No call. Oh, what a block by Duke on J.D. Walton. And Brandon Calhoun goes to slam it, and they take his feet out from under him. He gets up okay, but let me tell you something. These Tigers are ready to roll.
I mean, even though he missed it, this student section is just absolutely jumping down here beside us. I was, too. I was ready to stand up and jump up here.
Duke slapped one off the backboard on a block, threw it down the floor. Calhoun goes up and just went for the hammer. I can't believe there was not a foul called on that.
That was pretty bad. I guess with the score the way it is, we got some sympathy, but that can get somebody hurt.
Now here's Dable in the front court. Long three-pointer, and it's put up good by Benford.
And another rugged, hard screen by number zero, J.D. Walton. And Gerald Wallace is in the ear of the referee. He's seeing what we're seeing.
McKelvey got a steal, went down and shot a wild shot. No good. Dable gets the rebound with Daniels. His putback is no good. And look at Benford's just absolutely holding Tay. Here's Calhoun for three. Up, he should have followed his shot. Came right back to him, and here's Dable on the run. Jamari Creighton, no good. Daniels, he'll put it up and in. And Dable has cut this thing to 22. I know that doesn't sound horribly well, but we're doubling them up. 44-22 with under 5 minutes to go, third quarter.
See if they try to go back to the middle of the floor here.
Yeah. They'll kick it in the corner, wide open, look for Jacob. He couldn't get a three-pointer to go. And good box out that time by J.D. Walton on Duke. And here's Dable with the basketball. And I mean Brandon Calhoun is all over Benford. Benford's going to go down. He really doesn't have a complaint. He wanted a foul, but a lot of bodies. Four bodies on the floor, three of them with blue shirts on, KJ.
And they call a travel on Duke Ferriman when he was bumped to the ground.
But you know what, though? Look at him. He's up. He's ready to go. He's not mouthing. He's just ready to play. He's intense. Long three-pointer and another one, this time by Jamari Creighton, and all of a sudden Dable's heating up from the outside, and they've cut the lead 19.
Well, they had an extended talking to at halftime. Didn't come out of the locker room as Jacob Johnson, perfect from mid-range. They didn't come out of the locker room until like a minute left in the halftime break.
Jacob hits a six-footer. Here's Dable with a six-foot shot her on by Creighton. No good. Childersburg with a rebound. Here they come. Scoop. He's going to be called for traveling again. He wants to do that Euro, and he's taking too much time to do it. Duke Fairman will get a blow, and I'm here to tell you, he gets a big-time hand from his coaching staff and his teammates, and somebody for Dadeville is down on the ground. I believe that's Walton. He might have turned an ankle.
Yeah, I think so. He and number two, Jason Benford, were both slow to get up, both long kids. Think they may have got tangled up down there. Don't know, but Benford's on the floor, but he's shaking up himself as well.
You know, we really hadn't said this, KJ, but this has been a very physical basketball game. Both of these teams like to get up and down the floor, Childersburg more so than Dable, but there's been a lot of shots that have been altered and tried to block, and they're going to stop play here to I think get some perspiration up off that floor down there, because like I said, we've had bodies in the last 3 minutes all over the floor, and I don't know what Coach Wiley and one of our referees is talking about, but I think that's it. They're going to try to get something to get the floor cleaned up with, but I don't know that we have anything, so they'll just Billy Paul Williams will try to rake it up with his feet. 46-25, 21-point Childersburg Tiger lead with 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. Here's Woody with the basketball. Woody with the basketball. I don't know what happened, but we lost our signal for just a second, but I believe we're okay. Woody with the basketball, and now Childersburg got a turnover in the backcourt, and they have the basketball.
And here's Tay Ferriman. He'll get an open wing three. It'll rim out. Hezekiah Parker right there on the glass. Easy follow for the big man. And now Dadeville will bring it back up the court. Trying to dribble through a double team. That's not going to work with number 15, Woody. And they'll reset with Benford out here on the outside, being guarded by Xavion Swain. He'll pull from 30 and bank it in. And I'm telling you, he could get it going. He's shot a few, but he has been so tired from guarding Tay Ferriman on this other end. That's a bad pass. It gets to Jacob Johnson. Jacob floater in the lane, won't go. Xavion Swain, great hustle, and he knocked it off of Dadeville. That's Childersburg's basketball. Outstanding hustle by Xavion Swain, keeping that play alive, throwing it off of Dadeville, and Childersburg will retain the basketball.
20-point lead for the Tigers, 3:04 to go third quarter, 48-28. They'll throw it in. Scoot will get a wide-open look at a three. Don't do that to him. He cans it, and the Tigers back up with their point total over 50 now. Here's Creighton with the basketball. They'll size up a three, air ball by Daniels, and that'll go out of bounds off of Childersburg. It'll be Dadeville basketball. And our cheerleaders are wreaking havoc to our left as well. Oh, that's a bad push off and a fallback three by Benford. He got really what he deserved, and then we throw it right back to him. Daniel will shoot it, no good. Look at big Hezekiah getting a rebound. Now, come on, how about a foul here? They're going to call one on us probably as Daniel finally puts it in. I mean, they were hammering Hezekiah.
Yeah,
no call.
Yeah, that one got away a little bit. We're still up 21. Try to get this moving around. We had a great ball movement on our last possessions.
Jacob with a shot from five, no good. Xavion got it, couldn't get it to go. Got another rebound offensively and put it back. Xavion Swain with a field goal. And J.D. Walton tried to up-under move and hit the bottom of the backboard. Here's Childersburg with it again. Tay from 8 feet, good in the lane.
That was Jacob, actually.
Was that Jacob? Yeah, it was.
Well, we're so used to that being Tay's shot. Jacob has developed so much touch, it looks just like Tay. And there's another forced turnover for Childersburg.
I don't know how many turnovers Dable has got tonight. Most of them have been forced. Some of them have just been unforced errors. And there's a foul on McKelvey over there on the sideline as he knocks Scoop to the ground. Seneca Sheely will get up. 55-30 with a 1:36 to go in the third quarter. You know Childersburg would love to get that point lead up to 30 to start the fourth quarter because that clock will run. But right now they're catching a blow with nobody coming out to grab Tay. Now they finally will with Creighton. And he goes right by Creighton. Kicked it to Xavion, then right through his hands to McKelvey. He's going to go down, try a shot over Jacob. No, that don't work. Here comes Childersburg with a 5-on-3. Scoot will go down, get it underneath. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Scoot. That's a nice job by Jamari Creighton standing in there taking that charge.
Yeah, Jamari Creighton has been really solid for them. He's hit a few threes. He's hit a few layups. But he's been the best on-ball defender, staying attached, trying to fight over screens. And that time he took a charge. Dadeville has a few players that have posed a few problems for Childersburg at times. But Childersburg's team defense has just been outstandingly better than any offensive performer of Dadeville.
55-30 with just over a minute to go third quarter. And here is that man, Creighton. He'll throw it up from three, no good. Jacob Johnson almost flat-footed, got that rebound. Bad pass by Tay. We threw it away. And they'll get it to Daniels. They'll throw it away. Here's Scoot, 2-on-1. He'll go Euro step. Just kind of gives it a lob up there for Xavion Swain, and he puts it home.
Just pass it off, young man. It works the same.
Here's J.D. Walton with the basketball.
That's five offensive rebounds for Xavion Swain in this quarter.
He's active. Here comes Hurst back in the lineup. He'll give Tay a break. They'll give Tay an extra blow in between the quarter with only 29 seconds left in the third. Here's Jamari Creighton working against Hurst. He'll give it up to Caleb Brown, who's checked in for Coach Wiley. And there's a traveling call. It's a nice shot by J.D. Walton, but he didn't argue the traveling call. And the Tigers up by 27. You know, a three right here, KJ, would give us that 30-point lead.
Going into the fourth quarter, yeah, we'll see if that's how they play it.
They're going to go inside to the big man. Hezekiah, you just cannot cope with that. He misses, misses again. Look at Xavion Swain. He gets a third offensive rebound in this set. He's going to get fouled and go to the line with no time on the clock.
That is six offensive rebounds for Xavion Swain in this quarter. Now you want to earn some more minutes for Gerald Wallace and Johnny Johnson. Getting six offensive rebounds won't hurt your cause.
Well, let's see what he can do from the charity stripe. He was 0 for 2 earlier tonight, lefty. And he gets that one to rattle around, but it just won't go home.
Just not much touch yet, but we've still got a lot of time with this young man that he can correct that. Whole lot of upside to go along with it.
They put 0.3 back on the clock. Why is there not players around the free throw line then? That's a good, I don't know. And he missed it, so that's not a. No. Why is there 3/10 of a second on the clock? And now they're saying run it on out. So that will be the end of our third quarter. That was weird. Childersburg 57 and Dadeville 30. We'll take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. Come back for the fourth quarter right after we hear from our sponsors.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite. Now, back to the action.
Whole new starting five. Well, no. One starter's out there. Duke Fairman's out there along with Heavy D. Cam Estelle. You got Micah Hall out there. J.J. Davis for the first time on the basketball floor along with Amari Davis. So here we go. Dable with some new guys out there as well. But still got Benford and Creighton out there. Here's a pull-up shot by Micah Hall. No good. Look at Duke Fairman get the rebound and put it back in.
Yeah, they've just lived inside tonight. Six offensive rebounds for Swain. No telling how many for Fairman. I mean, they're just really getting the job done on the glass.
He can't dribble that again. It went off his foot. He's going to throw it up. Almost a steal by Duke. They went back court. No call. And here's Justice Young with the basketball being guarded heavily by Micah Hall of Childersburg. Here's Benford. He's going to step back and shoot it. Good job by Cam Estelle not falling for that. That three-pointer way off the mark. Here's Childersburg. How about that? They go up. Can't get the shot to go with Amari Davis, and Duke just couldn't get the tip back. And that's got to be a charge. Oh, they're going to call a block on Duke. I thought he was there. Man.
Yeah, there's no question. I definitely think he was there on that one. He's going to pick up a foul, but I think the Tigers coaching staff is going to give him a pass.
Yeah.
They're working the official. They think that was good positioning. To be honest, I do too.
Benford will go to the line. I will say this, though. That is the hardest call for any official in any sport, in my opinion. I don't care if baseball, football. Block or charge, it's so quick, and it's got to be so precise. Benford misses his first free throw, and it's still a 29-point Childersburg lead. He misses both of them. Look at Big Duke rip that thing down, and he almost throwed it away. Benford was on the line. Childersburg will get it back. Got to be a little bit more careful with our passes. and 6:45 and the clock is stopped. But if we get a bucket right here, that clock will run for the rest of the way.
Yeah, and that would be just really what the doctor ordered for the Tigers, you know, make it yeah. a quick game and let these young guys get some work the rest of the way.
Make a statement and get out of here. Cam Estelle, right wing, gives it back to Micah Hall. And Micah's going to be hand-checked and fouled by Dakari Daniels. That is the first foul of the fourth quarter, so actually second foul. Duke just had a blocking foul just a moment ago. And he needs somebody to get it into. He gets it into Micah Hall.
And for Dadeville, you see Jason Benford every chance he gets with his hands on his knees. Defending Tay Fairman has absolutely exhausted him.
Yeah, we almost throw it away. JJ had to go get it. Here's Heavy D. He's going to get a shot. Can't get it to go. Look at Duke. He'll put it home. And it's 61-30, and that clock will run now. But I tell you, you cannot express what that man has done in a year and a half of playing basketball.
Oh, there's no question to me. I haven't seen every school's best improved player to know, but just watching this kid, the strides he's made from last year, if there was a most improved basketball player, I think Duke Fairman should be put up for the award, because he's definitely in this first game just showed leaps and bounds more than last year. There was a time where he couldn't catch it without dropping it, and now he's just following up everything with 2 points.
So strong. He gives Childersburg a 31-point lead and a near steal. It is stolen. Here come the Tigers. 61-30 lead. Micah Hall gives it off to Christian Hurst to J.J. J.J. Davis will give it now to Micah Hall. Micah looks so much like his dad, who's sitting down there on the bench next to Jerry Wallace. And it is a turnover on the Tigers. Those cross-court passes, kind of hard to do. Childersburg wants a timeout, and I need one too. We'll be back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff, and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it, and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
It'll be Dadeville basketball on the sideline right in front of Childersburg's bench. 4:50 to go in the game, 61-30. Childersburg out front. It's been all blue. Here's Corday Jefferson to throw it in. He gets it in to Cale Hanks. Hanks misses a shot, and Heavy D gets on the column with a rebound. Cam Estelle still being what I think is one of the best senior ambassadors for this school there is, and maybe one of the best there ever has been. He loves his school, loves his teammates. Doesn't matter what sport it is. He's a three-sport athlete and just a wonderful, wonderful young man to talk to.
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of fun in everything he does. You know, just naturally joyful is a word that you can use for Cam. And he gives the refs a little bit of a hard time after a foul call.
He fouled there. There's no question about that. And he's asking one of our officials who was a foul caller. Yeah, it was on you, Cam. He about knocked the guy down. He's so big. But here's Dakari Daniels to go to the free throw line. He can't connect. And Childersburg's lead stays at 31 with 3:40. That clock just rolling right along. Once you get to 30, it don't stop again except for a timeout or an injured player. Dakari gets one of two, and it's 61-31.
Look at Cam Estelle being the other guard staying back.
Yeah, he can bring it up the floor. Here's Hurst. He'll go down the lane, roll it up, and in.
Nice move.
Yeah, how about that from the young sophomore? And is this going to be another foul?
A touch foul on Micah Hall.
Oh, wow. And Clock will roll down to 3 minutes, 63-31. When you look at the First Baptist Church of Childersburg scoreboard, here's Benford with the ball. He'll get it. Should have been a traveling call on Jefferson. And they'll get a three look from it. No good. And Childersburg vying for the rebound. They'll go out of bounds. It'll go out of bounds off of a guy in blue.
Another big positive tonight for this Tiger team as we're looking up and down their bench. Seven players on the bench, five on the floor. Every Tiger saw the action tonight.
Yeah, and Amari Davis just got a blocked shot on Benford. Three-pointer by Heavy D just off the front iron.
If he gets a shot to go in, get ready to hear the student
section. Well, and if it's at home at the Chillsburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena and he hits anything, it might blow the roof off. There is a foul called out near half court on J.J. Davis. As the clock rolls under 2 minutes, Childersburg enjoying a 32-point cushion. Benford will chunk it in. Into the backcourt it goes. Cordae Jefferson working against Micah Hall. Here's Cale Hanks. Now Benford. You're not going to outquick J.J. Davis, I can tell you that. J.J. almost took the ball from him, and they're going to call a pushing foul on J.J., and he got probably the worst of the whole thing. And that's going to be a two-shot foul because Childersburg's over the limit now with five team fouls. Coach Wiley is really expressing his displeasure with the calling, the way the game has been called, but I'll be honest with you.
There's not really been a lot of controversy.
No.
On either side. It's just one team has obviously played better than the other on both.
Yeah, and I know he's really upset because his team is being physical, out-physical, if that's a word. And I don't know why the clock is stopped with a minute. One of two free throws for Benford. And here comes Childersburg. They can just run it out if they want to. Hurst with the basketball to Micah Hall. To Heavy D. That's Cam Estelle. Back to Hurst. 40 seconds on the clock now. Amari Davis thought about a shot. Lost it. Here comes Dable. We don't need to foul, and we do. And the clock should run out while these free throws are being attempted or maybe even made. Slowly getting everybody in line for them. It'll be Cordae Jefferson to the free throw line, and I don't understand why. I guess there's after a certain time it stops, but Jefferson just clanked one up there for his first. He'll get one more with 20 seconds to go in the game. He misses both. Childersburg will run it down with J.J. Davis. Hurst has got it. Here comes Cam Estelle with it. 10 seconds inside. He tried to get it to Amari Davis. Couldn't get it. Amari gets it back and goes in, lays it in. How about that from the sophomore? 2 seconds on the clock. They'll try a long three, and that was good by Benford.
What a shot.
And Jerry Wallace is still coaching, trying to tell his guys to get out of the way. So a three-pointer at the end makes it 65-35. Childersburg with a 30-point win. And I was trying to get Coach Johnson's attention to see if he could come up here and maybe talk to us after their first victory. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll step aside and come back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game report. 30-point win for the Tigers of Childersburg.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show. KJ, I tell you what, I think we see what the promise can be if these kids will continue to work hard. And you know, with that coaching staff and the mindset they've got, 30-point win on the road to start the season, not a bad showing.
Man, when you come out on the first game and you say, all right, well, let's just go out and win by 30. You know, to most people and to us as well, you know, that's incredibly impressive. But what's crazy to me, Dad, is thinking about what we just saw, is there was times in that game where I don't think a 30-point win really demonstrates how much better Childersburg was than Dadeville at times in some areas tonight, especially defensively and rebounding. Dadeville had absolutely no chance against our trees inside and no chance to stay in front of our guards outside. This was a complete performance, offense and defense, one of the best that I've seen this Tiger team have in quite some time. And to do it in the first tip-off of the year, that's impressive.
Yeah, KJ just hit the nail on the head. I'm going to get you to stay where you're at. I'm going to get you to hand your headset to Coach Johnson here in just a moment. We'll try to get a third one next week when we're at home, but I'll get KJ back here in just a second so that we can get out of here. And, you know, Childersburg with a 65-35 victory over the Dadeville Tigers on the road. I tell you what, Coach Johnny Johnson joins us on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show. Coach, first game of the year, you're on the road, 30-point victory. I don't think you can ask much more of your kids.
We can't. You know, golly, I'm so proud of them that we've been working since August. You know, we had 12 guys that didn't play football that have been working since August. And you got to give them credit. Got to give my guy, Gerald, defense guy. I thought we did some good things tonight. I thought offense, we got in the flow at time. The second half, I thought we got a little slugging on the offense. But, hey, you can come on the road and win that first one. All right, man, you can't beat it.
I can't describe to our audience what Duke Fairman, what he's come from playing basketball for a year and a half. He dominated the class tonight.
If you think about it, 2 years ago, he couldn't walk and chew gum at the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. KJ, you know, said the same thing.
But that's the work, you know, we put in, the work he put in. Tonight, we're going to need him down the road. I thought Hezekiah came in, did some good minutes. We got almost got him in the shape he needs to be in.
Yep.
It was good to have Tay playing. He didn't do anything since the second week of football.
Yep.
But for me, though, to have Jacob back.
Yes. He hadn't done anything in athletics playing-wise in
right.
a year. What about the development of Brandon Calhoun?
Oh, man. Did you see trying to go dunk that thing?
And he got hammered, no call.
Yes, but we're going to have that attitude. Let's go compete every night. And we want to start tonight. You know, it's going to compete. I bring that energy, bring some fire every night. So I'm just proud to get this first win. We got a long road to go, but, you know, a win is a win.
Real quickly, supposed to be at home tomorrow night. That game pushed back with Pell City because they were in the football playoffs last week. Talk about next week and the week you got coming up.
Next week, yeah, to me, I just told the guys in the back, next week to me it's a big one. We got Lee Scott coming in on Tuesday. That's when I will cross right there. Everybody need to come out Tuesday. Need to turn around, come out Thursday. Our B team come play in Oxford. You know, that's good for them. Then we got Coosa, big rivalry game that Friday.
Okay, yeah. So we'll be there at one of those times with the Tiger Sports Network. Hey, congratulations, 1-0 again, and let's go get another one.
How yes, about sir.
Go Tigers?
Go Tigers.
Coach Johnny Johnson, very happy. I'll get KJ one more time. And always great to have him on the program, but he hit it on the head. I'm going to get your opinion. If you had to choose a player of the game tonight, how hard is it? It's great to see Tay back in action. It's great to see the development of Brandon Calhoun. Jacob Johnson back after knee surgery last year. Hezekiah Parker's probably lost 40 to 50 pounds and is just a hammer. But I got to think about Duke.
I can't go away from Duke Ferriman or really Brandon Calhoun. I'm going to give a co-player of the game, and it's going to be Brandon Calhoun and Duke Ferriman, simply because I can't dissect which one was more impactful. Neither really. They each did it kind of in their own way. Of course, Calhoun hit some shots on offense and missed a dunk, but had several outstanding blocks. But Duke Ferriman just absolutely controlled the glass all night. But you know, it didn't have the scoring output, but we gotta give a little shout out to the sophomore with six offensive rebounds tonight, and Xavion. He absolutely really controlled things tonight, the sophomore.
Well, Childersburg wins at 65-35. They're going to be waiting on us to get out of here, so let's get the postgame show over with. We'll be with you next week again, probably from home against the Coosa Central Cougars. We'll have that one for you hopefully next week. Until then, the Tigers win it 65-35 on the First Baptist Church of Childersburg scoreboard. We hope you have a great Friday tomorrow. Always great to get a win. And I want to say hello to Coach Matt Zedeker, who may be listening tonight, wanting these kids to do well. Until then, God bless you, everybody, and we'll see you next time on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.